Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Coming up in a little bit, Jay Binkley is going to join us in studio. We'll get his thoughts on the selection for Xavier Worthy. So this is the thing. We got a couple of texts today, 913-586-7610. CDOT, you don't use first-round picks for guys who will help on special teams. Someone else said, I just need someone smarter than me to assure that he just won't be a gadget player. That is my only concern. This is where I think we are being unfair to Xavier Worthy. I imagine if the Chiefs had drafted Chris Olave a couple of years ago, you guys would have been really excited about Chris Olave, right? Really good college wide receiver. He went 11th overall in the first round, 6'1", 190 pounds. Everybody here would have loved if they had taken Chris Olave. I'm here to tell you that Xavier Worthy had a better college career, if you look at the numbers, than what Chris Olave did. In less time, Xavier Worthy played 3 years of college football and had more yards than Chris Olave did. Nobody would have said if they had drafted Chris Olave, hey, he's a gadget player. No, you would have been like, we got one of the better receivers in the draft class. Now, Chris Olave is much bigger than Xavier Worthy. That obviously plays a part into it, but really good. Rob, what if I told you that Xavier Wilson also had more yards in college than Garrett Wilson did? And you remember Garrett Wilson coming out. We'd spent the whole time debating on who we thought was the better Ohio State wide receiver. And we talked about how great that wide receiver room. Now, I'm not saying that Texas wide receiver room is as good as that Ohio State one is. When you think about it now, they have Marvin Harrison Jr., Jameson Williams, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. That was a strong room, like one of the better wide receiver rooms we've seen in college this side of the Miami Hurricanes, or some of those rooms that we saw in Alabama. Strong room. I don't really know, other than him being a little bit undersized, I don't know how we think that he is coming into the league to be a gadget player. If anything, he is coming in to be, think of all the Kadarius Toney hopes and dreams that you had last year. Think about it. Think about the excitement and the explosiveness and the big playability that you liked about Kadarius Toney. That's what Xavier Worthy can do. And a guy who, again, was a far better college football player than he was. I am not saying that that is the end-all, be-all, but Xavier Worthy, in less college time, had 1,200 more yards than Kadarius Toney did in his college football career. Kadarius Toney had one decent college season. Xavier Worthy has had three decent college seasons, and I ain't talking about he was playing at UT Chattanooga. He played at Texas. You guys know how excited you get about Justin Ross. Why are you so excited about Justin Ross? Because of how good he was as a freshman, right? That's why people love Justin Ross so much. Hey, you can't just come in cold as a true high school senior and now you graduate and you go on to the next level and play at a high level. As a freshman at Texas, Xavier Worthy had 62 catches for 981 yards and 12 touchdowns as a freshman at Texas. all of the same hype that people have about Justin Ross because of how great that freshman season was. They got a healthy version of that freshman season yesterday in the draft. You would not have been calling Chris Olave a gadget guy. They got a better, more productive college receiver than Chris Olave was. Somebody who was more productive in college than what Garrett Wilson was. Now, let's see if he turns out to be the NFL receiver that those guys have turned into. Garrett Wilson's phenomenal. Chris Olave is really, really good. I'm not telling you, I'm not guaranteeing it's going to work because Xavier Worthy was a great college player. I'm simply saying is for an organization that has struggled to have success when it comes to drafting these positions for the first time. And Rashee Rice also was a really productive college player. It translated last year. That's not what Mecole Hardman was. He was not a great college football player. That's not what Sky Moore was. He was not a great college football player. I think there's a strong chance that this can work.
I'm not here to argue with facts because that's a losing battle, and I'm not going to disagree with anything you said factually. But I do understand to an extent why fans are worried about the gadget player thing, because it's what you said off the jump, Carrington. The Chiefs have a type when it comes to wide receiver. They like quick twitch, I'll use some draft terms, slender frame, speed guys. And it has been a while since that style of receiver hit big for the Chiefs. They took Tyreek Hill in the fifth round with all his off-the-field issues, and it hit big. Since then, that style of receiver, that body type, what Chiefs fans have seen is Mecole Hardman failed to live up expectations. They've seen Sky Moore failed to live up to expectations. They've seen a major trade, a big swing for Kadarius Toney, who fits that skill set, and he has busted out. So I think I understand where fans are coming from. You're right. The facts are the facts, the stats are the stats. He was an extremely productive college player, and calling him a gadget player is unfair to him. But I think when you look at his height and weight, which are both smaller, and look at the fact he has great straight line speed, fans jump to, oh, that's Kadarius Toney. Oh, that's Mecole Hardman. That looks Sky Moore-ish. And those three names have hurt Chiefs fans. So I think there is a hesitancy to buy into Worthy because of the comparisons that are made immediately in people's mind.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, how does Worthy as a college player compare to Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase? So Xavier Worthy had 197 catches for a little less than 2,800 yards and 26 touchdown passes. I mean, he had more yards than Justin Jefferson and more yards than Jamar Chase. It's just also important to note. I mean, Xavier Worthy was a really good college player. I mean, Jamar Chase last year at LSU, he had 84 catches for 1,800 yards and 20 touchdowns. So, yeah, Xavier Worthy might have had a better three-year career. I'm sorry. Peak Jamar Chase was better than Xavier Worthy. Justin Jefferson was almost the exact same. His last year at LSU, Rob, he had 111 catches for 1,600 yards and 18 touchdowns. He was an elite college player who transitioned to be an elite NFL player. Same thing for Jamar Chase. Xavier Worthy was a really good college player that you are hoping translates to be a really good NFL wide receiver, and then you'll see if he can take that next step. What does excite me about this whole thing is they're just not taking projects. I mean, let's be real about what they've done the last couple of times at wide receiver. They've taken some projects. When you take a guy like Sky Moore, who had he had a good last year at Western Michigan, you're hoping that, number one, he didn't do it at a Power 5 level, and now you're hoping that that's a big jump in competition. You were balling out against kids in the MAC. Now you got to do this same thing in the NFL, and he hasn't been able to translate that success. If you were a guy like Kadarius Toney, sure, you did it one year at the high level of the SEC, but you just didn't have a consistent track record. And basically what you saw in Florida has just simply translated. I'm just saying is I think the careers that we are discussing when it comes to wide receivers, I think it is much more of a one-to-one maybe than any other position that we're talking about. Rob, you and I really like Marvin Harrison Jr. He was a dominant college player. That's going to translate to the next level. Malik Nabers, I feel pretty confident that that's going to translate to the next level because of how dominant they were and because of the rules. You really get into it when you start overvaluing guys like Treylon Burks. You know what I mean? That's when you really start to get into some of the deep waters. Xavier Worthy was a good college player that I think got drafted into the right situation. That if you got anything to really worry about, it's more the weight and his ability to hold up. Doing that at 160, 165, 170 at the college level is one thing. Now you're going to have to do that against the physicality of playing an NFL schedule and an NFL grind. That's the only thing that worries me. And some guys stay healthy. DeSean Jackson is a little guy and stayed healthy for virtually his entire career and never really dealt with injuries. Let's see if Xavier Worthy can do the same.
I also think, and by the way, I don't feel this way. I'm just stating the other side. I also think Chiefs fans are hesitant to buy in, or at least let me rephrase that. Like everything in the draft, Chiefs fans have split into two camps. One, Xavier Worthy is that guy, the Chiefs got a star, Brett Veach cooked. The other side are people who have fallen to the camp of, oh, here we go again, McColl 2.0. And I think when you look at the same thing that happened, one camp is telling you fastest combine 40 ever. Oh boy, I'm so excited when he gets with Andy Reid. Oh baby, it's going to be great. The negative camp is telling you, you know who the record he broke? John Ross, who stunk and may have been the biggest bust of the 17 draft class, where the Bengals took him over Patrick Mahomes. So I think what is happening with Xavier Worthy and the fan base is what happens with draft picks all the time. And when you're picking in the late 20s and 30s, he's an imperfect player because you're not picking at two, you're picking at 25. And fans are either going to A, nitpick and be worried about his failings, or B, they're going to go all in and say he's the best thing ever because of his successes. I understand both sides. I fall in the middle. I do like the pick, but I do think there's a section of the fan base that says, who cares he runs a straight line in 4 point whatever seconds. John Ross did that and he stunk.
This is where I'll defend Xavier Worthy against somebody like John Ross, and it goes in line with my college football theory. I mean, John Ross had one good year of college football. He had 200 yards his first year. He had 300 yards his second year. He was hurt his third year. And then his last year of college football, he burst on the scene and had a dynamic year and was a first-round pick. Xavier Worthy had a pretty consistent college career. He had 62 catches for almost 1,000 yards as a freshman at Texas. The next season, he had 800 yards and 9 touchdowns. This past season, on a team that played in a lot of big games and won a lot of big games, he had 75 catches for 1,000 yards. I don't think he will be an elite wide receiver in the NFL. I also don't think that you need him to be an elite-level wide receiver in the league. He is a consistent, at least he was in college, a consistent, proven playmaker that if we are talking about someone to come in and be a true number two, can you get him to be Christian Kirk? If you get Christian Kirk out of Xavier Worthy at the 28th overall pick, I think you feel really, really good about that selection, and no one is going to care that you moved up 40 picks in this, from the third round to the second round, or you swap seventh round picks in order to acquire that player. All right, Bink's going to join us here coming up in a bit. But before we do that, Rob, let's kind of bounce around the other topics in the National Football League. Let's talk about the Brock Bauer moves. The Broncos got themselves a new quarterback. And we got to talk about Michael Penix, who went 8 overall to the Atlanta Falcons. We'll do all that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Remember to follow the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Deepest Wally Moore. Car wreck? Get the money you deserve. Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kansas City, it's Brett Veach. You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We're going to be joined by Jay Binkley coming up in about 20 minutes. So there's a couple of different things that I want to play for you guys until we're joined by Jay Binkley. Let's do this first. I want to do a little bit of a round one of the NFL draft. We're going to talk a lot of Chiefs, but I want to give you guys my thoughts on the other 31 teams and what they did in the NFL draft. So, Rob, hit me with a little music. All right, Rob, let's talk about the decision heard around the world. I didn't see a single mock draft that had Michael Penix in the top 10. I mean, not a one. I saw a couple that had Michael Penix going to the Las Vegas Raiders at 13. No one thought that he was a possibility for the Atlanta Falcons. I actually don't hate it. I don't hate it for this reason. The NFL is really bad at developing starting quarterbacks. They have not figured it out. But we have seen that there have been two quarterbacks in the last 5 years that a team has tried a strategy and it's worked. Kansas City put no pressure on Patrick Mahomes his first year, allowed him to develop at his own pace. If you look at the Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love, gave him a little bit of time to cook. And then when he was ready, he turned out to be a really good quarterback. For the next 2 years, you have Kirk Cousins. All right. You let Kirk Cousins play. You got a great insurance policy if an injury happens. We are talking about a 36-year-old quarterback who is coming off a significant leg injury. And whenever Kirk Cousins' deal expires, you can then move on and not play a 38, 39-year-old quarterback. And you've got a 26-year-old, theoretically in his prime physically, quarterback ready to go that understands the offense and understands your system. I understand the logic of you gave Kirk Cousins a lot of money, so you got to use that to be able to help you in the immediacy. But what the Falcons need more than anything is a long-term plan after Kirk Cousins. So this year, try to be competitive, try to make the postseason, continue to develop Michael Penix. I wouldn't put Michael Penix in this year in any scenario. You are not playing this year. In fact, you don't even need a helmet. You are going to be our emergency third quarterback. I don't hate the logic in going to get Michael Penix. I just don't like where you took him. If you're going to take Michael Penix, you got to move down the board and you got to pick him up at 17. You got to pick up a couple of draft picks, then you go get him. There is not a team in the league that was considering drafting Michael Penix with the 8th overall pick. You overdrafted, but if you get it right at quarterback at 8, nobody remembers where you selected him.
Can I point the major difference out between Love and Mahomes and Penix? Penix age. By the time, and Love waited 3 years, so he's a different example, but Mahomes waited 1. Penix is going to have to wait 2 years. Just the way that Cousins' contract is formulated, he's waiting 2 years. It's year 3 of a 5-year deal before he takes the field as your every down starter. He will be 26 years old. At the end of his rookie contract, he's going to be 28 years old. He's going to want a massive payday, and you will have just gotten done paying Kirk Cousins off. I understand the logic, like, hey, have your quarterback in waiting and make the progression easy, but they don't really have that luxury to 24-year-old and the expenses they've already dumped into Kirk Cousins. That's why I think it makes no sense for Atlanta. If there are teams that had done this, I would have got it. If the Broncos are doing this with Bo Nix, I kind of get it. But to do this for 2 years with a 24-year-old, I think is foolish.
Yeah, I just think that we sort of have it in our mind that every single pick needs to be your 10-year quarterback. What if that's not what they're trying to get with Michael Penix? Hey, if we can maximize the 3 years on the back half of his rookie deal, you're going to get him at a little bit cheaper for that second contract, at least you would think, just based off it, off him not playing those first couple of years. Let's kind of see what happens. It's a very interesting quarterback theory that I'm at least willing to open up. And part of it, and maybe this is just me being a little bit of a hater here, we have seen one NFL team bend over backwards for Kirk Cousins. He got virtually a 6-year fully guaranteed contract in Minnesota, had a no trade clause, and couldn't be franchise tagged. For the first time in 7 years, a team has not done something that is 100% in the best interest of Kirk Cousins. Now I'm supposed to care that he mad. No, you got treated like every other player in the NFL gets treated. They found your younger and cheaper replacement. And sure, you can be mad about it and you can pout about it. You got $100 million guaranteed. You got one playoff win, my boy. That buys you a lot of shirts at Kohl's, all that guaranteed money that you have gotten to be the most average quarterback in the National Football League. No, I don't feel any sympathy for Kirk Cousins. I don't care how great he was on a television show. You better go out there and compete like we ask every other player in the league to do. What was your favorite pick yesterday? There's a pick that you look at and you think, I like that pick. That's a strong selection.
I'm trying to think because the player I like the most, Brock Bowers, went to a team that didn't have a quarterback. And if they had a quarterback, I would have said, oh, I like that the most. You know what? I'm going to say the Jags. The Jags getting Thomas Jr. is probably that, oh, I like that. Let me rephrase that. Trevor Lawrence is one of the more polarizing quarterbacks in the NFL because he went 1-1. Everyone gives him a pass for year one because Urban Meyer. Year two, he was good because they went back to the playoffs. Year three, regression. They're heading into year four. They have a decision eventually looming with Trevor Lawrence. They have now done everything in their power to surround him with weapons. They have Evan Ingram. They have Christian Kirk. They now add Brian Thomas. I think the Jags and getting the LSU wideout who was sliding down the board is probably my answer for, oh, I like that pick because it's put up or shut up time now for Trevor Lawrence.
I'm going to give you a couple that are a little bit different. I'm with you. I like the Brock Bowers move. I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, in the first 10 picks, it's hard to really make an argument for any pick that's not the Michael Penix Jr. pick. I mean, it basically, this was a very chalky, I would say, top 12 of the NFL draft. I really like the Lions getting Terrion Arnold in the late first round. Talk about a team that filled a need with the best player available at the position. I know he wasn't the first corner taken. I think he was the best corner in this market. You get him at 24, really, really strong pick. I also like the Ravens. The Ravens just have a type, and they draft as well and evaluate their talent as good as any team in the National Football League. To get Nate Wiggins at 30, if you're Baltimore, just screams a pick that's going to work. Just excellent value on the back half of the roster. So I'm going to highlight a couple of the defensive moves. I like Terrion Arnold being the 24th overall pick to the Lions and Nate Wiggins going 30th overall to the Baltimore Ravens. Was there any other pick other than Penix that kind of made you scratch your head or kind of go, huh? Because that was the one where you and I were watching the draft together. It kind of stopped for a little bit. Everybody was kind of like, oh, it was an energy. There was a buzz around that to be the case. Was there any other pick that made you scratch your head?
Bo Nix. Bo Nix was a major reach at 13. Or was it ended up being 12? I forget where it ended up coming in, but Bo Nix. Bo Nix is a fine quarterback. I think he has a chance to be a fine NFL quarterback. But to take him in the top 15, I have major questions. And then we all saw the tweet Adam Schefter put out there after the pick. Sean Payton was as enamored with Bo Nix as he was Patrick Mahomes back during that draft process. The Saints ended up taking Marshawn Lattimore. Peyton wasn't going to miss on his quarterback twice. Bo Nix at 13 is the same in your eyeballs to Patrick Mahomes? No. Bo Nix was a reach, and I'm sure people in Denver are having a parade today because everyone's talking about the Atlanta miss at quarterback, and no one's talking about the fact that Bo Nix went top 15 in the NFL draft for no rhyme or reason.
I actually don't mind it. You know me, I'm big on try to go get your quarterback swing. If you miss, that's fine. You can keep taking swings at quarterback. I don't mind the Broncos going to get Bo Nix. I mean, I told you through this whole process, I didn't think Sean Payton was going into the season that they were going to roll the dice with what they had at quarterback. Like, you don't come out of retirement unless you like a quarterback and you feel really comfortable about him. You didn't have a good relationship with Russell Wilson. Let's see if you create that with Bo Nix. I give the Vikings a lot of credit for not overreacting. My biggest point this entire time was, why did Minnesota need to move up to 4 to go get J.J. McCarthy? Now, we didn't know that Atlanta wanted a quarterback. Like, I was pretty certain that J.J. McCarthy was going to go before Michael Penix. But we all knew that Minnesota liked J.J. McCarthy, and they got him just a couple of picks from where they were supposed to go. So, really good move by the Minnesota Vikings. I don't love the player, but I do love the logic that we saw them to go get J.J. McCarthy. Last thing here, what team did you really love their draft? If you were Chicago and you had two first-round picks, I mean, you want to talk about back-to-back home runs. You get the best player on the board with Caleb Williams, and, I mean, you maybe get the best wide receiver. Let's kind of see what happens and see how this wide receiver room shakes out. But Marvin Harrison goes 4, Malik Nabers goes 6, Rome Odunze goes 9, and at least according to what the Bears say, it's easy for them to say so, they actually had Rome Odunze ahead of Malik Nabers, which I'm going to guess there was a handful of teams that actually had him as the second best wide receiver. If you're the Bears, you got to be really excited about what you came away with in this draft.
I'll go quick. I'll stay in the NFC North. As much as I'm down on J.J. McCarthy, I think with the right coaching, which Kevin O'Connell shows he can do, he can actually be an okay player in the league. You held your water and you got your quarterback, and you're able to keep most of your assets in your pocket, which means you were able then to trade up and go get the best or second best edge rusher in the draft. They got Dallas Turner and a quarterback in the first round and didn't have to hemorrhage massive assets to get it done. We were talking about them yesterday with Alec Lewis about getting up to 4. They got it done at 10 and 17. Minnesota had a really good draft.
I want to play for you guys some audio really quickly. This audio comes courtesy of dear friend of the show, BK. BK is now hosting in St. Louis. Salute to my brother, Brandon Kiley. So his co-host is a Bills fan. Now, you guys know that the Bills traded with the Kansas City Chiefs. If I was the Bills and the phone rang and I saw that it was an 816 or a 913 number, I wouldn't answer the phone. I would treat it like scam likely. That's how I would treat it. Possible spam, probable spam. Do not answer the phone. Every time Brett Veach calls you, he's about to finesse you. He took Patrick Mahomes from you, and he just got the fastest player in the NFL draft from you because you wanted to move up 40 spots in the third round. I want to play for you what BK's co-host had to say, who is a diehard Bills fan.
And let me ask you this, over the course of the last couple of years of watching Bills football, what does Josh Allen do on a regular basis? He overthrows. That is absolute horse nonsense. All right? What does he do? He overthrows receivers. So what do? You get him a gosh dang cheetah and let that guy catch the freaking ball.
Kansas City knows all about cheetahs, don't they?
Absolutely so. Now you're digging on me, too.
No, that wasn't, man. I was just saying I understand your pain right now.
So the worst part about all of this, the worst part is that BK's right. That's the worst part.
Dude, that's what I lose sleep over at
night.
That
is the most maddening part, is that I want to be mad at him and say that he's wrong and, like, pick apart these things. But it's impossible because he's correct. And the reason that the Chiefs have won 2 Super Bowls in the last however many years is because of their ability to judge talent, especially judge talent in the first couple of rounds. And I'm incredibly frustrated. But, guys, listen, I have to go record 2 breaks, and then I have to be at the Hilton Frontenac in, like, 12. 12 minutes.
We love you, Donnie.
So I have to go. I apologize for saying bad words to you last night, Brandon. Oh, I really love you.
Donnie, really quick, what hurt worse, the wide right or
Donnie,
last night?
Donnie, go.
See, dude.
Don't, I say, dude, don't. You gave him an opportunity, man. What you needed to do was stay to it and walk out of the damn room, Donnie.
We love you, Donnie. Donnie, thank you for hopping in.
I love you guys.
Don't listen
much
to this guy. It's Donnie Fandango, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it's hard to say that he's wrong. You might beat me. I am not going to give you the tools to beat me. You terrorized us with Tyreek Hill. Terrorized us. If you're a Bills fan, you see Tyreek Hill in your sleep. 13 seconds. Big catch. Terrorized you. You're now going to give the Chiefs the fastest player in the draft since Tyreek Hill? Because you wanted to move up 40 spots in the middle rounds? No. I'll make that trade with any other team in the National Football League but them. San Francisco, you guys needed a wide receiver. You want to move up? Sure, we'll do that trade with you. Baltimore, you do that trade with Cincinnati. Hell, if I'm the Bills, I do that trade in the division before I do that trade with Kansas City. They own you. This is like the Lakers making a deal with the Nuggets. Why would you help that team keep beating you? That's all they do. Bills fans, I understand why you're upset about this trade. If you're Kansas City, I mean, great trade. You move back a little bit in the middle round, sure. You don't have a third round pick anymore. I know how valuable those third round picks are. You pick up a fourth round pick. You still have the ability to move up. You still got a chance to maneuver. But why would you ever let the Chiefs get the one thing that they need? The one thing that they want? No, absolutely not. No chance. So you just heard, this is a Bills fan. This is a Buffalo Bills sports talk radio host. Mightier 1090 in Buffalo, New York. He also very mad at the Bills.
But I'll tell you what the fuck are the Buffalo Bills doing? The last time the Buffalo Bills helped the Kansas City Chiefs in the draft, they took Patrick Mahomes, who owns the Buffalo Bills right now. Because the Buffalo Bills don't need a wide receiver right now, right? Xavier Worthy wouldn't have looked good in a Buffalo Bill uniform, right? And we're making these moves because Sean McDermott is buddies with Andy Reid? Are you kidding me? Are you dead serious? It isn't torture enough to be a Buffalo Bill fan without you jackasses trading picks to our arch rival? Why don't we trade Josh Allen to the Miami Dolphins now? What the are we doing?
Buffalo, I get it, man. I really do. I am not going to give you the tools to destroy me. I'm not going to put the weapon in your hand. No. You take that phone call from anybody else. If I'm Buffalo, you know what I'm never interested in doing, what Kansas City thinks is best. If Kansas City tells you they like baked beans, you get them coleslaw. If Kansas City tells you they want brisket, I bring them pulled pork. I'm never bringing the Chiefs what they want. Under no circumstances. Bills fans, I get it. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm on your side. I am not one of you. But I do understand the frustration, especially when you need a wide receiver. You don't have Diggs anymore. And this would have been a perfect fit. Xavier Worthy, little speedster running around, you know, he would have been great. You could have got Leggett. You could have got the kid from Florida. Now, you did move back a couple of spots. Let's see what you do. Let's see what you do in the second round. I think you're going to take a wide receiver. Let's see. A.D. Mitchell still on the board. McConkey still on the board. So you might come out ahead. You might come out ahead and you still got a wide receiver. I'm just not helping the Chiefs in the process, no. This is not the movie Juice. If I see Tupac on the ledge, and I'm dropping you. Bro, you tried to kill me. You shot at me in the elevator. Why would I? No, I'm not trying to help you. die a painful death. That's what I would want the Chiefs to do if I'm Buffalo. But no, you know, they just want to help out, you know. Just want to help, you know. Hey, Pat, you were frustrated with the wide receivers last year. Hey, why don't we help you get the wide receiver that you want? Like, I bet you if you had called Patrick Mahomes while he's sitting there watching the draft, you know, Sterling's running around, he's holding bronze, Brittany's upstairs doing something, you know, just guys watching the draft, family watching the draft. I bet if you would call Patrick Mahomes and like, hey, we're going to take a wide receiver. Which one do you want? I think he tells you the one that they got. And you traded him to him? Buffalo, you're always going to be number two. You will always be second fiddle to the Kansas City Chiefs. They got mind control over you. That's what it is. They got mind control. They came into your hood, your city. Bring their girlfriends, bring their wives, bring their brother, shirtless, drink your beer, eat your wings, leave with the win, and then go get a trophy that you don't possess. Enjoy the projects. Coming up on the other side, we got Jay Binkley. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by Deepest Wally Moore. Car, truck, or motorcycle wreck? Remember, Mike's got this on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Kansas City, it's Trent McDuffie. You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
There's a lot of news and notes coming out of the NFL. We're very happy to welcome Jay Binkley into the studio. I do want to get your thoughts on Xavier Worthy here coming up in a little bit and the trade with the Buffalo Bills. Let's start with a couple of news and notes. The Giants proposed a trade to the New England Patriots. The Giants had the 6th overall pick. They were willing to do a pick swap with the New England Patriots and also give them their first round pick in next year's draft to move up 3 spots to take Drake May. And the Patriots declined the trade. That comes courtesy of Albert Breer. I mean, if you think that Drake May is the answer, I don't think just moving back 3 spots and then picking up the first round pick is enough to get you to move from that stance. I do think the Patriots like Drake May. Obviously, they selected him. I think they have known they were going to select him for a while. It is interesting that the Giants were ready to make a pretty significant trade. That's a big time trade to move up to try to go get your QB, and then they land on the wide receiver with Neighbors.
Yeah, it sends a message to Daniel Jones, just how much they value you when you talk about Kirk Cousins being mad in Atlanta because of Michael Penix. Imagine being Daniel Jones. It's a clear-cut indication they're going to move on.
What do you think about teams calling about Herbert yesterday?
I find it interesting, very interesting. I don't see it. It would be very expensive for the Chargers to get out of that. I like what they're building. I mean, you know, just find a way for Herbert. Finally, he's with a guy that was a former NFL quarterback. It's like a perfect fix for him instead of a defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley, being his head coach.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think that Minnesota made that call and tried to go get him. You've got the two first-round picks. I'm trying to think of some other teams. I'm sure the Giants, I mean, they got a sixth round. They got the, they have the sixth overall pick. I'm pretty sure that they made a call. They're looking for a quarterback as well.
Raiders really wanted one.
Yeah, I certainly, I mean, you're not trading him in the division, though.
No.
I understand why you would make the call on Herbert, especially because I mean, you could just draft J.J. McCarthy. Hey, if you want to get your quarterback from college, you can do that. You can pick up a future asset and then build the rest of your team and start that process over with a rookie contract. Obviously, the Chargers wanted to keep Herbert.
Yeah, keep Herbert. They've already, you know, gave him that money and the commitment to building around him. So they'll find a way to make it work. I think they made the right decision keeping him.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Jay Binkley getting his thoughts on the NFL draft. I do want to get your thoughts on Michael Penix. I mean, that's the big surprise in this draft. There were a couple other moves, but what people are talking about today is with the eighth overall pick. I mean, we were in attendance yesterday watching the draft with people. It was a, it was loud. It was audible. I wasn't watching the picks on my phone, so I was watching it in real time. It came as a shock to me, too. What do you make of Atlanta's decision to draft Penix at number eight?
I'm trying to figure out what Atlanta's doing. Just like last year when they get to Bijan Robinson. Listen, he's a great player, but they just had a 1,000-yard rusher from the year before in Tyler Allgeier. So you drafted Tyler Allgeier and they bring in Bijan, which is fine. He's a great player, but they keep getting double players of who they need, but they don't build their whole team. Not another weapon for Kirk Cousins. If you spent that money on Kirk Cousins and over $100 million guaranteed, you want to add pieces to the puzzle. This is what Aaron Rodgers is always mad about, not getting pieces to win next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a really, really good
point. This is a future, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I at least for me, teams have been so wrong on quarterback over the last 5-6 years, which is crazy because there is such an emphasis placed on the quarterback position, yet the NFL is as lost as ever on how to actually develop that position. There have been really one way in the last 5-6 years of how to develop a quarterback that's worked. It's give them a little bit of time to mature and understand. It worked with Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. It worked with Green Bay with Jordan Love. I understand if Atlanta is thinking, hey, let's try a different way of developing our quarterback. We've got our short-term answer, and let's try to put our kind of, you know, red shirt freshman quarterback. Let's let him learn the playbook. Let's let him soak up all this information. And then maybe by year two or year three, he's ready to go. I'm not 100% certain that Kirk Cousins is going to be the quarterback for 2 years in Atlanta. Some team would trade for him next year. And
his age coming off that injury, I thought it was crazy to begin with. I thought that was a silly decision by him.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. And that's why, at least for me, and maybe this is like my own personal feelings here, you just can't get me to feel bad for Kirk Cousins. I mean, I'm not saying I wish injury on anybody, nothing like that. But
he's got the guaranteed money.
You got basically 6 years guaranteed with Minnesota. You got another 2 years guaranteed in Atlanta. You couldn't have been traded. You had no franchise tag. Now the first time a team has done something that you don't like, and now it's, oh, I was devastated by this. You can't like the business side of football when it's only been beneficial for you. The business side of football got you on the other. The best thing that you can have on your roster is a rookie quarterback contract. And if that quarterback hits, it is by far and away the best thing that you can have. Atlanta took a chance on that.
Well, just like the Niners, they were barely paying Brock Purdy so they could pay everybody else. So it was different than the Chiefs. You know, you're paying all that money to your quarterback situation. Mahomes had the highest cap hit. And then on the other side, the 49ers, the smallest with Brock Purdy, able to build it different. There's going to be bust. I mean, every year there's going to be one star out of this first-round group. There's going to be a couple that are just okay quarterbacks, you know, serviceable quarterbacks. And there's going to be probably three bust out of this group, whether it's Drake May, whether it's J.J. McCarthy, who knows. All of them are not going to be good. We know that. Just history says that there's probably just one star out of the group.
Bink, let's get your thoughts on Xavier Worthy, the 28th overall pick. The Chiefs move up from 32 to 28 to go get Xavier Worthy. Where were you at with him as a prospect? I liked Mitchell out of those three, out of Mitchell, Worthy, and McConkey. Mitchell is the one that I wanted, but I wanted the Chiefs to take a swing at wide receiver. They took a swing at wide receiver, and now, to your point, we got to play the waiting game to see if they connected.
I've wanted to put gas in that Ferrari the whole time. I thought Mahomes deserved this. They've only drafted one top 50 guy in the era of Patrick Mahomes on offense. Xavier Worthy, we liked him on character concerns going back to September and October. Like, Xavier Worthy is one of those guys we liked way before he did the 4-2-1 at the combine. He's a football player, man. And I heard you talking about, you know, Mecole Hardman's production in college. A lot of people don't realize only Malik Nabers and Romo Dunze had more yards the last 3 years than Xavier Worthy. That's it. That's the list. Xavier Worthy, Malik Nabers, and Romo Dunze. The guy plays football. He had the second best punt return average in the nation. He's an academic All-American. When he went to the combine, he not only diagrammed plays what he's supposed to be doing, but he diagrammed plays what everybody else is supposed to be doing. That's the kind of stuff that Andy Reid fell in love with. I mean, that's the kind of stuff like, hey, we like this guy and we like what he's doing. Did I do think the Chiefs are probably going to try to trade it for Brian Thomas? 100%. I don't think people were taking the call, but Xavier Worthy fits the profile. We kind of backed off him a little bit, and I went more A.D. Mitchell. A.D. Mitchell still elite speed, 4.34, because you see the similarities between Hollywood Brown and you see the similarities there between him and Xavier Worthy, although you're only going to have Hollywood Brown, you know, basically this year, so you'll have him going forward. I felt A.D. Mitchell gave him something that they don't have in the wide receiver room, but they do like a certain type, like you said. I could see that direction. They'll put some weight on Xavier Worthy, but listen, this guy had 28 touchdowns in the last 3 years. You know, 26 receiving, one rushing, one throwing the football when they asked him to do a trick play, and he was a quarterback on a play. No, excuse me, the one punt return that he had as well. He had 28 touchdowns combined at Texas in the last 3 years. Not only that, you say, how did he do against Alabama? 5 for 75 in Tuscaloosa and a touchdown. First round corner in Terrion Arnold. Another guy that Kool-Aid McKinstry will probably go in the second round because of that injury. He would have been a first rounder. So you're talking about going at that time against two first round corners, basically. And he still puts up 5 for 75 and a touchdown. So he was good against the best.
Right now, we're joined by Jay Binkley. Are you surprised Buffalo traded with Kansas City?
Shocked. That was the biggest shock to me, is the fact that Buffalo Bills did it because he allowed the Chiefs to get what they want. And here's the thing. The Chiefs have now earned that respect to where if they're doing a deal with you, you have to worry about it. It's just like back when New England used to do stuff with you, you had to worry if you're getting fleeced. You have to worry about if you got a bad deal from that car dealership. When the Chiefs are doing a deal, and not only that, it's the worst trade up in decades for a non-quarterback, what they did. I mean, they essentially just moved 38 spots, got the speedster that they want from Mahomes, and not only that, just field spreaders. When you put Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy, you got the middle now opening a lot more up for Travis Kelce. He's a huge benefactor of what this draft pick.
Chiefs don't have a lot of assets, at least today. They just have the second round pick. They have pick 64. They then got a fourth round pick, 131, 133, and then the fifth round pick. So, I mean, they have really one more premium draft asset. What do you want them to do? What do you think they're going to do with it?
Like a guard in the second round, thinking forward. You could maybe go to the tackle position, but I like guard for him the second. Or a Ben Sennett. I mean, I love Ben Sennett at Kansas State. I don't know if he'll still be sitting there at the very end. I do think he's tight end number two. And, you know, that would be tight end depth for this team. Cornerback in the mid-rounds. There's one guy I really, really like. I know the Chiefs talked to him. Quantes Stiggers is his name. Didn't play college football, right? He's over 6 foot, played the East-West Shrine Game. He's the type of guys he likes. He went to the Canadian Football League later. He played fan control only first. Last year, he went to the CFL. He's in the draft, probably a mid-round pick. But not only that, when he was in Canada last year in the CFL, was Defensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, this is like, you know, the prototypical type, like Veach, the diamond in the rough with Quantes, that I think would be a nice fit for the Chiefs. But I'd like to see him get another pass catcher as well.
I'll get you out of here with this. If there was a draft beer draft, what would your number one overall pick be?
I mean, that go-to, got to be unfiltered wheat. I like them filter wheat, but I've been drinking a lot of Shinerbrock lately. A lot of Shinerbrock lately. It's kind of been my go-to.
That's our guy, Jay Binkley.
Oh, and by the way, I love the fourth round, man. 131 and 133. Hey, you got two guys you want, you're probably going to get them.
You think there's any chance they move up in the second round?
But Brett Veach loves to move, so I could see him doing it. But if he wants to sit there, because he does damage. I mean, you think about Legarius Sneed in the fourth round, Mike Dann in the fifth that didn't even go to the combine, Trey Smith in the sixth. He does a lot of damage in the fourth. And for him having picks like 131 and 133, like boom, boom, it's pretty big.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, if you really want to move up, I mean – you just use one of these picks. I mean, you either use 131, you got 133, you got that yesterday from Buffalo when you move back. I mean, if there's a guy that you really like, an offensive lineman, you move up. You moved up with your first two picks. You got what you needed. You still give yourself four selections and then go on from there.
Small move like last year when they go up and get Shamari Connor. I mean, just a small move.
That is our guy, Jay Binkley, joining us in studio to give us his thoughts on round one of the NFL draft and also looking ahead for the Kansas City Chiefs. Nate Taylor is going to join us in about 15 minutes or so. I'll give you my thoughts on the Chiefs selecting Xavier Worthy with the 28th overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.